Hashtag SAFM Talking Point.
18 minutes past 11. In 2013, the Department of Social Development launched the command center. They call it the Gender-Based Violence Command Center. Let's find out what it is, how it works, and how effective it is from Lumka Oliphant, the Acting Deputy Director General, Corporate Support Services at the Department of Social Development. Lumka, good morning. Thank you for your time. What is the Gender-Based Violence Command Center?
Good morning, KG, and to the listeners of SAFM, and thank you for having us. The Gender-Based Violence Command Center was a call center that was opened to make sure that we have a 24-hour service that is given by the department by qualified social workers. One of the unique services that we used to provide was that a caller could be able to call us anywhere in the country, and they did not tell us, did not have to tell us where they were. We would link them to the different government, services, so that they can be able to get a response. Also linked to the police, to the Department of Health, and sometimes we find that. Victims of gender-based violence, they also just want to get visits or they want to be removed from a situation, then we would be able to connect them from the GBV Command Center.
You say was. What happened to it? It seemingly stopped being effective at a certain point. What happened to it?
We had a service provider that was giving us the service, and that contract then came to an end. We then had to go on an open competitive bidding process, and if somebody won that tender, but in the middle of the contract, we could then pick up that they were not able to bring to give us all the services that we required. You may ask as well, then why did it take us so long to terminate their contract and be able to start again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you enter into a contract with any service provider, there are, terms and conditions. And also, if you want to terminate a contract, there are things that you must be able to do in order to get to a stage where you say, you know what, we have done all we can. Now we think that it's going to be the best way for us to part. So those are the contractual obligations that we also had to meet on our side. And of course, you'd know that some would take us to court, want us to, to not terminate the contract. There was a threat that they would go to court, and also we had to make sure that before we appoint a new service provider, we will not find ourselves in a position whereby we are paying people double, the amount, the one that was working and the other one that is now in operation. Fortunately, they then withdrew their court application, and we then had to make sure that everything is in order and we're starting again. When now the Poppy Act came in, we also found that there were few things that we needed to do in order for us to be able to get consent from people to get their personal information. Remember, I said that what we used to do is that we used to be able to geolocate a person where they were. So now we have also found out, as they were doing what they were doing, they were not able to get those permissions for us to be able to geolocate people. So what we need to do as a department now going forward is that we need to get an exemption from the information regulator, because this is a service that is required so that we can be able to get consent in the right way and in the legal way when we call people and are able to geolocate where they are.
Yeah. I mean, 2013, today it's 2024 as we're having this conversation. What kinds of evolutions, you know, to even fine-tune what you intended when you created the command center in the first place, what evolutions or tweaks or changes have you made to the entirety of the system from when it was created in 2013 to date?
Is the one that we're going now. What we are going to add as we are going into this contract, we had a Skype function where we wanted to make sure that even those who are hard of hearing can be able to sign and talk to somebody. Now we are adding a WhatsApp option. So that it's easier for people. WhatsApp is accessible. Most people have it. It is cheaper. So we have added now a WhatsApp, option to it as we are going into the new year. Those are the things that we want to put in. Let me also correct. It did not stop in 2013. We had to appoint at the beginning of this year. It's not that it has not been operational from 2013. It wasn't operational from July this year up until now.
Mm. So it started being operational yesterday. And of course, you and me know what happened in the country yesterday. And somebody can say, there was tremendous amounts of noise yesterday because I don't mention the name of the violent perpetrator of that big crime that happened yesterday. Somebody can easily say, of course, there was a lot of noise as a result of that. Is that the reason? Or was that the intended date anyway? For it to be active yesterday?
We have been reporting to the country about the issues that we have been having. We have also gone to Parliament even to say that we wanted to relaunch it during 16 days because we would see that we are going to be able to go live on it, but we were not able to because there was something that came that said we might be taken to court. So it has been in the pipeline that we're going to be live as soon as possible. And maybe it is a coincidence that that yesterday this is what happened and we also went live. And we've been saying that we have appointed a new service provider and they are already on site to be able to give the service optimally.
Mm. What mechanisms, Lumka, have you used to gauge its effectiveness? Breaks and no breaks notwithstanding, from 2013 to date, what sort of tools have you used to gauge how effective in general the command center has been?
The success rate that we have had, the people who are using it, and also we've also seen that it has been quite effective in terms of also people just wanting to talk to somebody from government. You'd find that it was only made for just GBV, but then you find people coming in to want general information because most of the time people want to speak to a person. And because this was available 24 hours, people would then want to talk to a social worker, not even about GBV, but also some of the other things that people may need from social workers.
Yeah.
I may not have the numbers right now, but but that is how we have seen. And the level of people and the numbers of people of callers we used to have, even during COVID, it came in quite handy.
Mm. I asked that question because, the one thing that we do know is the stats are not going down, right? The GBV stats in the country are not going down. We live in the country with the highest prevalence of femicide in the world, and we're not able to arrest the problem of femicide in our country. So when I asked the question of effectiveness, I asked in terms of what you placed for yourselves as a gauge, as a department, to say you will say it is successful when sort of what happens?
Remember, the country has a national strategic plan on gender-based violence and
mm-hmm.
femicide.
Mm-hmm.
The department is contributing to two of the pillars that are in the NSP. and there are different things that we need to make sure that we offer. Some of the things is psychosocial support for people, which is what the gender-based violence is providing for South Africans, that people must have access and talk to somebody when there is a traumatic experience.
Mm.
They're also making sure that people have access to shelters when they need to be taken out. And of course, there are competing responsibilities in the country. You'll find that still we do need more shelters in the country. You'll find that as we are trying to make sure that we prevent, especially in the Department of Social Development, we are more in the prevention of making sure that it doesn't happen.
Mm.
That's why also we have the campaigns that we have. We have different services that we have so that we're able to make sure that as a country, where we are responsible for, we are able to report on those things and contribute to making sure that, you know, that the numbers are going down.
Okay. So remind, as we round off our conversation, remind the listeners then as to who should call the gender-based violence command center, and when they call, what kind of support they're going to receive.
The command center is meant by social workers, professional social workers, so you'll be able to get psychosocial support services as you are calling there. Also, not just psychosocial support services, when you want to be linked to a government service, we're able to link you to a government service. But sometimes also, as I alluded before, that people don't want to come out of their houses. They want a service to come to them. We also what we call as a national response team in the Department of Social Development, where in case people want to get a service at home, we also link them to NERT, and NERT does come to where people are. So they can be able to call the number on 0800-428-428. As also we have said yesterday, some of the services that we want to add in, we will be able to add them in the new year, but they can be able to call.
Before you go, Lumka, there's a listener who wants to ask you a question on our voice note. Here's the voice note and you can respond to it after.
Hi, good morning, KG, Nora in Heidelberg. Could you please ask your guest there if it's true that initially the GBV command center was being sponsored by Vodacom as part of the CSI, and they were doing it completely free, minimal payment for the department. And then one of the ministers appointed another service provider at exorbitant amounts, which that now was found to be illegal or irregular. And now they have gone back to Vodacom, and now Vodacom is actually charging them for those services instead of it being a CSI kind of exercise. Is this true? Can the minister confirm or deny that? Thank you.
Lumka?
Firstly, ministers don't appoint service providers. It's wrong to say that a minister would have appointed a service provider. There are officials and the bid process that happens, and the tender process that happens. One, Vodacom, when we started, yes, they were contributing from their CSI back then in 2013. After that, we were paying Vodacom the amount that they were charging us as we were going into this one. Yes, there was a time when it came from CSI, but then after that, Vodacom was, before this particular service provider, Vodacom was paying for the service as well. I would not be able to tell you about exorbitant amounts because I was not part of the tender process. The specific people who are chosen to be able to be part of that tender process. And to say a minister appointed a service provider, it would not be true. I've been in the department for the past 10 years. I've never seen a minister sitting and adjudicating over a tender process.
Before you go again, that command center number, the gender-based violence command center number?
0800-428-428.
Thank you for your time, Lumka Olifant, Acting Deputy Director General, Corporate Support Services at the Department of Social Development. Thank you.